Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday, of course, brought to you by BetMGM. Coming up about 20 minutes, major news coming out of the NBA with a guy that was led a team to the NBA Finals last year. Will not be doing that this year for reasons I didn't expect us to be talking about today, but we're here. We'll get to that with what's going on in the NBA in Boston in about 20 minutes. Right now, though, let's dive into college football for week four. Tomorrow, usually Fridays in the show, we sometimes have a college guest, but so much NFL to do, getting ready for Sunday. So let's do our college discussion here. Interesting card this week. I mean, there's some games out there. Kansas State, Oklahoma, Clemson, Wake, I think is interesting. Florida has never been this big of a dog at Tennessee. So there's a bunch out there that I think are interesting for this week. Also, I was reading through some games this morning. NC State's got a weird spot where it's like, they're playing UConn this week. They're favored by about 40 points. And this is in between all their big games. Like, I always wonder about that. Like, you're a top 15 team. You have all these conference games coming up. And you play a bad team in the middle. You know, are you going to lay it on them? Or are you going to kind of have your head somewhere else? So there's a lot out there. Joe, what hits you college football this week?
I think it's got to be Florida-Tennessee, right? It won't stop climbing. We're up to 10.5. 10.5 on this. Am I crazy for thinking that you've got to go underdog here, getting the 10.5? I mean, I know it's on the road. It's going to be a tough spot. There's a lot of love for Tennessee right now. It's the highest number we've ever seen in this matchup, right? Are these teams that far apart? I'm just not there.
Well, 2 weeks ago, they were not. Florida was thought to be the better team just 2 weeks ago. And that just happened. And now it's Tennessee continue to play well. They went to Pitt and won. Florida has struggled since then. I like the idea of taking Florida too, mostly because the way Tennessee plays, so high pace, so many possessions. They're going to give the ball to Florida more because they're not going to grind the clock out, right? Florida's going to get extra possessions for an explosive quarterback. Doesn't he make a couple plays this week to get them points, Anthony Richardson, even if he's not really in the Heisman race at this point? I just feel like he can have a big game and keep them in it. 10.5. Yeah. The total on this game is 62.5. A lot of points expected.
Is Tennessee not live in this game?
Or Florida, you mean?
I meant Florida. Yeah, as a dog.
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
I would think
Do we trust Tennessee this level yet? I'm not there yet with Tennessee. That we just trust them to win against a pretty quality opponent in the SEC by double digits? I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I'm with you.
We have to be on Utah, right? Like, does anyone think that Arizona State can actually cover? I mean, they're coming off a disastrous loss. They were beat by 19.5 points at home. Arizona State gave up 316 yards rushing, and they're going to be facing one of the best running games in all of college football in Utah. Utah averaging 216.7 yards per game on the ground. And this is just a very, very bad Sun Devils defense. Just a bad Sun Devils team all the way around. 15.5, I'm seeing. Too many points? Or you think you'd be on Utah?
I can't back Arizona State, unless we think they're winning one for Herm. For Herman.
Win it for Herman. Win it for Herman.
Well,
Pee Wee Herman.
I do. Oh, get a piece of foil, put it on the big ball. That show is so stupid. what was that?
I don't know.
He added a piece of that was big part of the show. You'd roll out the big ball of foil.
I know.
And he would add it.
Whose idea
really
was
sad
that show?
We were subjected to Pee Wee Herman. Meanwhile, my daughter watches Cocomelon, which is at least educational.
Yeah, that's true.
It's unbelievable that Pee Wee Herman was green-lighted and was on for a while.
How did we get here?
Because I said Herman, and then someone said Pee Wee Herman.
Because I think I just call Herm Edwards, but Joe G and Sisso calling him Herman. And all I can think about is Pee Wee Herman every time.
I did. Whoever had "How did Pee Wee Herman get green lighted" on their bingo card for the year of our Lord 2022, please step forward.
You never saw the incident coming at the movie theater. Never saw that one from a mile away.
It has been almost 40 years since Pee Wee Herman was released, and we're talking about how it got greenlighted.
Because we were the idiots that watched it on Saturday morning, at least me and Joe G.
Wait
a second. Before we move on, we have to move on. Do you guys know how old Paul Rubens is now? The actor that played Pee Wee Herman. He's 70.
Yes, I guessed.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a great guess.
So he was like 30 when he was in his prime when we were watching him Saturday.
Yeah, that's the loose definition of prime, but yeah.
It's prime. It's also very funny.
It's very funny that if you type in "when was Pee Wee Herman released," Google gives you from jail.
Released? It's an automatic filter.
We gotta take him to BetQL court on Monday.
Yes.
Whoever greenlit Pee Wee's Playhouse.
I can't.
I didn't see this coming.
Sorry, I'm sorry we went down this Pee Wee Herman rabbit hole, but it
Joe
has
G,
been
were you a
fun.
Big a big Penny fan? Penny?
Yes.
That's character. That's...
Yeah. No doubt.
What were we talking about?
Oh, we were trying to get through the college football card.
Herman Edwards.
Yeah, no, I...
Wow, well, Herm is younger than Pee-wee, but for some reason in my head, Herm Edwards is older than Pee-wee.
Yeah. I agree with that. Well, let's change your birthday.
68.
It's funny in a week that... a week ago, it was, the new coach bump. The Sharps were betting on Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And then, unless I'm missing it, then we get the result of last week. It was not a game. Oklahoma crushes them. And that is not a story at all. Why is that? Was that because people were buying into Nebraska turning things around? So many close games prior year. Those results are going to possibly flip. Or is it just it's not a credible angle to go with, or what is it? Because I don't hear any conversation. Maybe I'm wrong and I just haven't been paying attention, because the number did go from 14. It went to 14.5. So it kind of feels like a lot of people are betting the opposite. The public's always going to go against the team with the fired coach because they assume it's just chaos there and they have no idea what they're doing. It's a bad team. So the public's going to be on that side, and it appears the public's on that side again, but I don't hear anybody backing Arizona State. And some of the smart people, we talked to them in the preseason about how this was going to be really bad for this Arizona State team. They just don't have the talent. So maybe that's why, because maybe there's a talent gap there between Nebraska and Arizona State.
I think there is. Yeah. I think that's what it is. That's this talent gap there. All right. We can't have this discussion, and I mean the football one, without talking about Rutgers, Iowa. I mean, we're getting a total that is so low that I feel like I have to bet on this game because it's insane. I don't know what side, let's discuss what side we want to be on, but I just feel like I need to have a bet on this is history. I mean, this is lowest totals we've seen tracked here. So it's interesting. If you go back, the last five totals in this range over the years, most of them have gone under. They've actually been even worse than people thought. So Last year we had Iowa, Wisconsin at 34. That hit. 34 was the total in the game. 2015, Missouri, Vanderbilt, 34 total. 10-3 was the final. In 04, Ohio State, Penn State, 34 was a total, 31 total points. 2016, a 34.5, 31 total points. And 2019, Northwestern, Michigan State, 35 total points. 35 was the over-under. That one went over with 41 total points. But most of these 35-ish range totals, and a lot of them are Big Ten, which tells you something about the Big Ten, they've actually hit under. Would we bet the under?
Isn't that the thinking with NFL games when you get totals this low? It's this low for a reason, and I think we're going to get – we have one of those games tonight in Pittsburgh and Cleveland that a lot of times you're banking on things that just are not going to happen. That makes – am I going to bet it? Yeah. The only bet I ever make in Iowa games is under. I mean, that's the only way to play them. So I've seen it too many times. A lot of times it doesn't even matter the opponent either. It could be a pretty good offense, and it's still going to play to the under.
I mean, Rutgers only scored 16 points last week against Temple. Temple is awful.
Iowa State was 40.5. That was a 7-3 game until the final minutes of the fourth quarter. Finished 10-7. Like that. Mm-hmm. This feels like that game.
Yeah. Alex Colodage, a friend of the show, he pointed out that both of these teams are top six tackling teams in the country. So how is this going to – you don't believe there will be explosive plays? I certainly don't. I'm not betting over, tell you that much. I would look to the under or nothing.
The only thing you worry about is a couple strip sacks, fumbles, and the defense runs it back in, and then you're screwed. And Iowa has 27, and it's 27-10. And you lose, but
if that's what kills me, I'm fine. Yeah,
I agree.
Got one more. Mm-hmm. Maryland, 17-point underdog going to Michigan. Started 3-0. Now we've seen this story before. They started 4-0 last year, including a win against Illinois, and then went to Iowa. Lost 51-14, then a top five team, ranked number fifth at the time. Shouldn't have been, but at the time. Went to seventh ranked Ohio State, 66-17. That's an L. Later in the season, seventh ranked Michigan State lost 40-21. Next week, sixth ranked Michigan lost 59-18. So against four ranked teams last year, granted all top 10, average loss of 36.5 points. So when they face, like, they got a nice little offense going on over there. When they face actual good teams, they get destroyed. Mm-hmm. So I will lay the 17 with Michigan.
What about dog parlay?
Uh-oh.
Is this a week where we might be picking on some 3-0 teams that haven't played anybody?
Good.
We could do that.
Oregon State? Anybody stood out?
Kansas State? Adrian Martinez.
What about
you go bigger schools? Yeah, what do you got?
Florida,
Kansas State, Oregon State.
Ooh, love that. The Beavers.
The USC against Big the fan. Beavers game. That game, isn't the spread interesting in that one? It's only 6.5 with the way USC's played. Down.
I know.
I don't
know about that Oregon State one. That one scares me a little bit. It could be a close game, but are they going to win outright?
Right. It's a heat check. Sure. So, like, if you're putting in you want that to be it,
kill. Is that the last leg? Yeah.
What about
56-1. 56-1, by the way.
What's Oregon the State, total Kansas on State, that Florida? One? Both those offenses can put up a lot of points.
It's high. Okay. I think we're close to 70.
Virginia? Wow.
I was just looking at that Virginia against the Syracuse team. The thing is, Old Dominion should have beaten Virginia because their offense is not good, but
0-3
and their offensive line is kind of a mess. I don't hate it, though. Syracuse played a Purdue team. Wake. I don't know if I'm buying them yet. What about Miami, Duke Ohio. Against Kansas?
Miami of Ohio against Northwestern. I wish I could bet that every time.
The Duke spot?
Yeah.
Throw that in?
We did it against Northwestern. We know, I mean, Kansas, a lot of love. They can't be feeling like they are riding high right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We agree Florida, K-State, the third leg is where we're kind of stuck.
Yeah, like
Florida Colorado and K-State. Colorado, yeah. Their win total is down to a half of a win. That's embarrassing. We might as well just fold the season up and go home if your win total is a half.
Oh, I got to bring up North Carolina. What, against Notre Dame?
What's the number on that game?
One and a half?
Oh. Notre Dame can't score.
I know.
Washington State against Oregon, another candidate.
All right, we got some fun ones to throw in here. Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily on the other side, an NBA coach suspended for the season. That's next on the BetQL Network.